Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Last year, 13-year-old Noah Peretz of Sharon, Massachusetts, decided to audition for his very first play. Now, first auditions can be a little rough, particularly for an unseasoned thespian, but Noah got a call back, and before he knew it, he had landed the title role. But this wasn't a school or community theater production that he'd auditioned for. No, this was a national tour of a Tony Award-winning Broadway musical.
And suddenly I'm flying, flying like a bird, like electricity, electricity. Sparks inside of me, and I'm free,
Noah is one of the four young men playing the lead in Billy Elliot, the story of a young working-class English boy who grows up against the odds to become a dancer. The musical is in Boston this month, which means that Noah Peretz is dancing in front of a hometown crowd. And he found a few minutes in his demanding schedule to talk with us about becoming the character of Billy and about how his love for dance first began.
When I first started classes when I was about 7 years old, I started taking jazz classes, and I loved it from the very beginning, and I've never stopped since.
Essentially, it sounds like you were kind of born to dance, but what made you want to try out for the part of Billy Elliot?
Well, I saw the movie, and then later on I saw the musical on Broadway, and I thought it was the most amazing thing ever. I absolutely loved it, and from then on, I knew I wanted to audition, and everything fell into place. It was a dream come true.
Was there anything in particular about what Billy Elliot, the character, goes through in the story that you felt personally related to you?
His passion for dance is very similar to mine, and I don't know what I'd be able to do without dance. You see in the musical that he ends up coming back to dance because it's his passion, and he can't let go of it.
On the other hand, Billy Elliot, the character, he has a lot of adversity to overcome. Initially, his father doesn't want to let him dance. But I understand that your family is completely the opposite. They've been really supportive from the start.
Yeah, I wouldn't have been able to do this without my parents and my family. They've been the ones driving me to all my dance classes. I wouldn't be here without them.
So tell me what it's like to be on stage playing Billy Elliot. I mean, you're basically on stage for 90% of the show. That's got to be exhausting.
It's really tiring, but the crowd really energizes me to get through it. When I'm on stage, I become Billy. I'm a whole different person, and I just really try to embody the part.
So I've read that your teachers call you a triple threat, because not only do you dance, but you act and sing too. I mean, when did the acting and singing come into your repertoire?
I've always liked to sing, and I've taken singing lessons, but acting is very new to me. I first started acting when I got Billy Elliot. That's the first time I've ever acted or been like a musical or play.
So that's no small thing, because not only are you acting, but in the role of Billy Elliot, you've got to do a Northern English accent. How'd you learn that?
Well, we had a dialect coach when we were in New York training who helped us pick up the what they call a Geordie accent. It actually kind of reminds me of a Boston accent because they drop a lot of their R's.
You know, Noah, I've got some friends who really love to dance, and one of the things that they tell me is that even though they have to be very controlled when they dance because it's precise and there's moves that they have to do, one of the reasons why they love it so much is that they feel free when they're dancing.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel just like that. Dancing is kind of like my safe place, and I feel I have the freedom to do whatever I want when I'm dancing. I just feel like open, and I'm just having so much fun when I dance, and I feel like free is a really good word to describe that.
Well, Noah, you're doing a fantastic job. Congratulations on landing this huge role. What does it mean to you to be dancing here in Boston in front of a home audience?
Oh my God, it's the greatest feeling in the whole world, because every show I have people I know in the audience, and for my friends and family to be able to come see it, I'm beyond thrilled to be in my hometown.
Well, Noah Peretz is one of the four young men who plays the starring role of Billy in the national tour of Billy Elliot the Musical. He's in Boston now on stage. Noah, thank you so much for talking with us, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Again.
Thank you.
Tomorrow on our program, the tension between innovation and intellectual property. A doctor works for Mass General Hospital by day and creates new devices in his own home at night. MGH says it owns those inventions, and a judge agrees. So who owns an idea? That's tomorrow.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.